Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Siobhan. Welcome to my podcast, Bohemian Soul. Y'all, it's been a minute. I know. Please do not bite my head off. You know, life has been lifing and I just needed to take some time off. But I'm back today because I really wanted to sit down and talk to you guys, yo. And, yo, I'm just going to jump into the topic, yo. I feel like I do way too much talking in the beginning and I'm just going to jump in. So this topic is about, women and independence. So, you know, I was browsing on Facebook and I came across this video. Somebody posted it. I don't even remember who, but it was a video and a lady was talking about, you know, she was like, y'all women, y'all be wanting to do too much, yo. Y'all be wanting to take away the roles from men. And y'all be wanting to be so independent and do everything. She like, I ain't doing that, yo. She was like, I'm not lifting a finger when my dude is around, yo. I want him to do everything. I'm definitely about to act like a damsel in distress. I'm about to do everything. She was like, y'all be trying to do all this stuff and wonder why these dudes just be plucking and throwing y'all out or whatever the case is. And, you know, she was just going in. She was just going in, basically criticizing, you know, women that are, you know, independent and stuff like that. And I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I was a little triggered by it because I just was trying to understand. Yeah, I was just trying to understand. It was a lot of things going through my mind, you know, because, you know, then I go through the comments, right? And I'm looking and all the guys is agreeing like, yo, thank you for saying that. Like, yo, I want to marry you. We want to feel like we special. We want to feel like, you know, like y'all need us and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to see every like thing from every angle. So I'm listening to her. I'm looking at these comments and I'm just like, wow, like, yo, I didn't realize how deep a woman being independent was, and it caused me to think about a couple of my relationships, or past situationships, whatever you want to call it, and I was just like, okay. And so the reason why it caused me to think about it was because, one of the things unanimously across the board that guys would tell me, guys that I spoke to, you know, I would talk to, whether it was dating or situationship, relationship, like whatever the case is, guys that got to know me, one of the things that they would talk about was about me being super independent. I heard that a couple of times, and it wasn't like it was put in a bad light, right? It was sort of like, yeah, yo, you real independent, you know, like you do a lot for you, da da da, kind of thing, right? And so I noted it in my brain. I didn't fully see it as something that was wrong because it wasn't like they told me, you know, that this was an issue. So I never like really dug deep into it. It was just kind of like, okay, cool. This is something that they notice. And so as I'm listening to this lady, like sort of ramble back and forth about, you know, y'all women need to stop being independent. That's why y'all end up single and blah, 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 blah. So my issue is, number one, like, see, I hate when people try to, like, make it seem like it's just this one thing that you do. And that's why you end up single or cheated on and blah, 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 blah. Because let's be real. Like, that's definitely not the only thing that happens that causes to cheat. If a motherfucker gonna cheat on you, they gonna cheat on you, bro. Like, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Ain't no, like, yo, you gotta do this. Like, ain't no roadmap to this. Ain't no blueprint. Ain't none of that. If they gonna cheat, they gonna cheat. But my thing is that, you know, I feel like when it comes to women that are more independent or hyper-independent, you know, it can come from different places, you know. But I think, like, a lot of people associate it with the whole, that saying where it's just like, yo, I don't need a man for nothing kind of thing, you know. And, you know, that's usually coming from a woman that's most likely been scorned. You know, she's been disappointed. She's been mistreated so many times that she's feeling like, yo, I can't put my trust into these dudes. I can't depend on these dudes because every time I do, it goes wrong. And, you know, that's one layer to it. Because when I think about my independence, I think about the fact that, you know, I've been like an independent soul since my childhood. You know, this is not like my independence doesn't come from a place of, you know, I've been disappointed by so many men trying to depend on men. Like that's not where mine is coming from. You know, it's coming from because I really sat down with it. I had to sit down and think about it. Like where, you know, where is that coming from? Why is that a thing with me? And I realized that, yo, ever since I can remember, I've always been independent. I think when I was like really little, when I was really little, obviously I wasn't independent. I'm a kid, I'm a baby, whatever. Like, you know, I was pretty clingy. I think I was like really clingy to my mom. And she would be like, oh my God, I can't leave you with nobody because you just want to cling on to me. And da 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 da. And I ain't care because I was just like, yo, I don't know these people. You're not about to leave me with these people. You the face that I see all the time. You're my familiar face. And I'm putting all my trust in you and nobody else, you know? And so, you know, I don't know. As I got older, I sort of grew out of that. And I realized, yo, I got to kind of make a way for myself in this world. And I just remember, like, feeling like, yo, if I can comb my hair, I want to do that. If I can dress myself, I want to do that. If I can feed myself, I want to do that. If I can go to school by myself, I want to do that. I don't know what age, but I want to say, like, I was pretty young, like maybe like 10-ish, you know, like when I really started feeling like, okay, I feel safe in the world. I think that I can do these things on my own, you know? And for me, it made me feel good to know that I can do stuff on my own. So it wasn't like I had to wait for this being done, you know, like I can do it. It was never me. It was, you know, more of a personal thing. Like, I just wanted to make sure that I had me. Cause it's like, if I couldn't do it myself, yo, I just always saw it as this could potentially become, you know, issues. I even remember as far back as like, well, not as far back. This wasn't as far back, but I remember the first time I really realized like, yo, I gotta be independent, was when I was in high school. And it was the summertime. I was about to start my sophomore year. Yeah, I was going to start my sophomore year. And so my mom and I, we would always go back to school shopping. You know, she would wait till like tax-free week. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she could get things obviously for cheaper, whatever the case is, and tax-free. And so I was like, okay, like, when we go, I want to go. I already knew where we was going. We was going to Macy's. My mom, you know, like them old Caribbean women, they love them some Macy's, yo, I swear. But I knew he was going to Macy's, and I was just like, all right, like, I want to get a couple of name brand things and, like, whatever, like, else my mom is going to pick up for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, it wasn't like she didn't dress me well, but, like, she wasn't trying to buy name brand stuff. And the crazy part was growing up, I didn't really care about clothes. I still don't. Like, I've never been heavy into labels, fashion, stuff like that. Like, I just liked whatever I liked. You know, that was my thing. But however, like, I don't know how y'all grew up in high school, but I remember being in high school where, like, yo, what you had on could really make or break you in school. Like, I've seen people get bullied and picked on because their sneakers weren't fresh. Their clothes wasn't fresh. They hair didn't look for. I seen people get picked on for so many crazy things. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, I'm blessed to say that, like, yo, I ain't get picked on in high school at all. But I also felt the pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a pressure behind, like, yo, I gotta look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, to make sure that I stay above the curve. And I know that sounds crazy, but obviously, you know, in your younger years, yo, you trying to like fit in. You know, it was important to fit in so you didn't have to worry about not fitting in and what came with that. So it was important. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I want to pick certain stuff, you know, like, and I was like, I want to like compromise with my mom. Like, okay, I know you're not going to want to spend mad money on all of this, but like, yo, can I get at least these shirts? You know what I'm saying? And we could mix up whatever the case is. My mom was like, nope. I'm not spending my money on this. Da 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 da. It was just a whole thing. It became a whole thing. And I still remember. Yo, I did the ill silent cry where, like, yo, there was no sound coming out. There was no expression. It was just tears just flowing heavy down my face. Cause I was like, yo, it's like I can't win, bro. Like, I can't win and I can't be mad because this is not my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I really felt helpless in that moment because I was just like, I was like, yo, I can't get her to understand that, yo, there's a lot of pressure behind me looking decent. And, you know, y'all can say whatever y'all want. Don't let people make you feel, yo, that sounds great. But at that age, I wasn't trying to hear that. Because y'all wasn't going to be there when that bullying was heavy. Granted, I didn't go through it, but I seen it. And I've always been empathetic without even realizing it at a young age. And felt what that felt like for other people. And was like, yo, I empathize with that because that's crazy. That's fucked up. Like, you don't know people's situations. Like, you don't know what they've been through. Like, yo, why be so cruel as, like, young people? Like, it's just, yo, the privilege, yo. Like, I don't know. But, yo, so in that moment, I really felt helpless, yo. And I remember saying to myself, I literally said to myself, I was like, yo, this is never going to happen again. This is never going to happen to me again. This is never going to happen to me again. When I tell you I'm getting a job, because my freshman year, I wasn't old enough to do summer youth because I think you had to be 15, right? So I was super young when I started. I was 13 when I started high school. You know what I'm saying? Like my birthday is all the way at the end of the year, 13, and then eventually going on 14. So I wasn't old enough to be able to even sign up because I was trying to get a job from back then. So I knew that I was going to be 15. I was 14 going on 15. I knew I was going to be old enough to finally be able to get this job. And I was like, the moment they start asking about filling out for the worker's permit, I'm there, bro. I'm not playing this. I'm going to have a job. I'm going to save this money. And I'm going to buy my own clothes. And when I tell you, like, when I said it to myself, I meant it. Bro, I meant that. When I say I got me my first job at 15, and yo, I saved all my money except for the occasional buying myself lunch. And I was like, I'm about to splurge, yo. Breakfast and lunch, I was splurging, bro. Like, I was like, we about to get this bacon, egg, and cheese, bro. I'm about to get whatever I want to eat. I'm about to be living it up. I felt so good, y'all. I got my first debit card back then too. Like, wait, did I get a debit card? Yeah, I had a debit card. I had my first debit card, bro. I felt so good, bro. It felt so good to know that, like, yo, I got my own shit, bro. I was so lit, y'all. I was so lit, bro. I was like, I don't have to ask nobody for nothing. Whatever I want, I'm getting. Yo, tax-free week, when I say I bought the stores down, bro. I still remember I got me construction Tims. I got me, like, mad kicks. Yo, I was so fresh when I went back to school. I was not playing, yo, like. And I felt so good. Even though I didn't necessarily care about the fashion and stuff like that, I was happy to know that I had the choice that I can make to do this, you know, on my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was important to me because I didn't want to have to feel that again, that feeling of, yo, I'm at the mercy of other people and I have no choice but to just be okay with that shit in that moment. And it was fine. It's not, it wasn't the end of the world, but, you know, at that age, that young age, it felt heavy, you know? And so, you know, I'm trying to give you a little backstory about where my independence, you know, comes from. It's not, you know, it ain't got no, I'm trying to shit on no man or, like, you know, F a man, I could do this on my own, whatever. Like, it ain't even coming from that, yo. It's just, I've literally kind of always been like that. And I've had the lessons from a young age to understand that, yo, if you want something for you, you got to go out and get it, you know? So I've always had that hustle mind state from Jump Street. And I say this to say that, you know, like, I think that we got to try to, I wish that, you know, we could have conversations where we're trying to figure out why people are the way they are to see if it's something that we could work around, we could change or whatever the case is. Because I wish that, you know, when these guys were telling me, oh, you know, you're super independent, I wish that it, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you tell me that it makes you feel uncomfortable, I'm automatically going to just submit to whatever you think. Nah, I've been like this since day one. So, you know, you might have to bend a little bit. And if you can't, yo, I don't know if we're going to work, bro, because I don't care what nobody say. Like, I think it's great. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, yo, when it comes to stuff like dealing with like a power drill and something heavy, I will be your damsel in distress. I'm not picking up nothing. I'll be real quick to be like, oh my God, I can't. Can you please? Like, real quick. I know when to turn it on and turn it off. You feel me? But for certain things, yo, like, this is just me, bro. Like, and it's never like I've ever been to any of these guys like, no, don't worry, I got it. I ain't never said that. But they also never asked. So what you, like, I don't understand, like, you never ask, bro. You can't just assume that, like, everybody's gonna be on the same type of time, bro. And I wish that they would have, like, maybe more so gone a little bit deeper to try to figure out what it was instead of just being like, you know, oh, duly noted, let me not help her. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what they were saying, to be honest with you. But I just got triggered by that whole thing, and that's what caused me to think about all this stuff or whatever the case is. But yeah, you know, like, I think that we gotta, like, understand that, yo, people coming from different places. Some people are hyper-independent because, you know, they really didn't have nobody at all. You know, a lot of this is just, you know, stuff coming from childhood, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the case is, you don't know. We don't know what it is, you know? But in a way, I also do appreciate seeing that video because I feel like it's given me the opportunity to get to the root of something about myself. Now, my independence is something important to me. Like, it's personal. Like, I feel good when I can do for myself. So me turning that off to make somebody else feel high up or whatever, like, that's not going to happen. However, I can understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like now going forward, it'll be a conversation, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be a conversation where it's just like, hey, you know, like, I've always been an independent soul, you know, I've always kind of just done things on my own, you know, like, I never really had to, you know, my father, he was there, you know, him and my mom split up really early. He also died really early on, so to really say that I had, like, much of a male, you know, my mom's brother lived with us for a little while, but I can never say that I actually had, like, a male to teach me what role I had to play. You know, like, I could never actually say that. Like, I never really seen people playing roles. It was just kind of like, people was just living. People was just trying to survive, yo. Like, people was in survival mode. Like, there's no, it's really hard to teach from that place, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not trying to say, like, I was bad. Like, I really didn't have, like, a bad childhood or whatever the case is. But as far as, like, teaching goes, like, I don't really know too many people around me that was taught things like that. Honestly, like, we just kind of see, observe, and whatever. Some things we take with us, some things we don't. We make our own shit up. I don't know. But I think going forward, at least it'll be a conversation I could have with, you know, potential people I'm trying to talk to, whatever the case is, like, you know, not on some, like, hey, I'm hyper independent, like, just so you know, but, you know, it'll be, I don't know, it'll be a conversation, you know, but yeah, I just, you know, I found that very interesting, and, you know, I know a lot of women around me that are independent. And some people enjoy it. Some people feel like, yo, I wish I could be. I heard females say this year, I wish I didn't have to do all of that. And I felt more safe to be able to, like, depend on somebody else to do it. You know, it's a lot of things going on. There's fear behind it, too. There's trust. There's danger. I wish, yeah, I really wish we would talk about it as people instead of just being like, you doing this wrong. That's why this is happening. You know, like, that's not productive. I don't think so. Like, I don't, you know, maybe some people might be okay with that. I don't know. But I wish that there was a deeper understanding when it came down to it. But, you know, that's my tale of an independent soul. And, you know, that's, we'll see where it goes. It's very interesting to, you know, in my older years, looking at things very differently. And, really wanted to take the time to, like, see if things need to be adjusted, changed, what I need to work on, and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about that, what y'all think about women that are independent, like, especially men. I want to know what the men thinking, like, yo, is it something that turns you off? Is it something that, like, yo, you try to work with? Is it something, is a conversation that you ever had? Like, what do you think about it? Thank you all for listening. And until next time, I will see you guys, or not even see you guys, talk to you guys later. All right.